We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, virtuous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. And our newest edition, also in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. And our newest editions in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable Miami. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision and channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jorge, channel 27 on Jorge Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30. And in Oqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on Limbe and Environs on Siatsat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Kartenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbator Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongo. In Dakhan Ur Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mengcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $90,000 to Pakistan for pure water. In health news, an American study finds that walking 3 times a week can help cardiac patients live longer. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 19th, is the birthday of the Republic of Korea's President, Lee Myung-bak, born in 1941. In office since 2008, His Excellency has shown commitment to halting climate change by setting a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. President Lee also supports sustainable developments in South Korea, including green transport networks, energy-saving homes and public buildings, as well as wind and solar power. Moreover, His Excellency made a personal donation of approximately $26 million to establish the Chonggae Foundation, which offers youth scholarship program. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, President Lee Myung-bak, for your generosity and dedicated eco-friendly efforts. We sincerely wish you a blessed and most wonderful birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Uganda. In November, a windy hailstorm swept through Bolisa, Uganda, with regional deforestation worsening a subsequent landslide that destroyed more than 40 homes. 2 young men lost their lives and 30 others were injured as many families were displaced with crops damaged as well.
On November 17th, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $10,000 for the most afflicted, sending all her love and sorrow. This amount could acquire $37,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Uganda.
Covering their own travel expenses of $900, our association's local relief team set out to the affected area where they distributed flour, rice, beans, cooking oil, salt, soap, and blankets. The community members expressed their deep appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai, and Chairperson Mr. Kwanka sent a special thanks, wishing her abundant blessings for her love and care for people around the world.
We too are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional benevolence that comforts the distressed. We also thank our association's relief team for their helpful endeavors. Wishing the people of Uganda a smooth recovery to lives of fulfilling regularity as humanity's gentler ways help restore our Earth's stability.
Torrential rain leaves disaster in historical Andean town. The Peruvian tourist town of Ayacucho has been declared a disaster area after incessant rains caused mud, rocks, and water to inundate the city, taking at least 9 lives and collapsing or damaging hundreds of homes. Prime Minister Javier Velasquez visited the town to direct relief efforts, where he announced that at least 23 other people had been injured and warned of more rains expected in coming days.
Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked that our association members go to help the most vulnerable, such as those who had lost loved ones and the elderly, saying that funds are available as necessary. Our thanks, Prime Minister Velasquez, for your prompt attention to the urgent needs of the storm-afflicted.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's immediate assistance extended to those in need.
We pray that the people of Ayacucho may rapidly resume their stable day-to-day lives and that calamities as these lessen as we all turn to benevolent, planet-harmonizing actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Volcanic eruption from Kamchatka. On Thursday, December 17th, the 2,869-meter Bezemiani volcano in the Russian Far East spouted an unusually large cloud of ash that rose more than 15 kilometers above the crater. The ash has affected the town of Kuzyrevsk, with local residents advised to stay indoors. We appreciate the safety measures of the local Russian officials. With the grace of the providence, may all residents be protected and such potentially dangerous events alleviated as we strive to be better stewards of our shared global ecosphere.
U.S. President writes letter to North Korean leader. As part of efforts to resume the six-party nuclear disarmament negotiations, U.S. Special Envoy Stephen Bosworth delivered a personal letter from President Barack Obama to North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il. During Envoy Bosworth's trip to Pyongyang, he also met with key officials, and North Korea's foreign ministry later commented that these talks had served to further mutual understanding. President Obama, Special Envoy Bosworth, and North Korean officials, we are grateful for your efforts of peaceful diplomacy. Blessed be such endeavors in advancing respect and shared understanding throughout both your countries and indeed our world.
Coffee and tea shown to reduce risk of type 2 diabetes. In an analysis of 18 studies conducted with over 450,000 participants, researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia found that daily intake of coffee or tea, caffeinated or decaffeinated, lowered the incidence of type 2 diabetes. Lead author Dr. Rachel Huxley said, "The study adds to the body of evidence that our diet and lifestyle are important determinants of subsequent diabetes risk." The scientists also cited past studies documenting the benefits of tea and coffee in reducing the risk of prostate cancer, liver disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, and Parkinson's disease. Our thanks, Dr. Huxley and fellow University of Sydney researchers, for further expanding the ways we can enhance our well-being. Let us all wisely choose fresh, plant-based fare to best protect the health of ourselves and our loved ones.
More diners choose vegan as Taipei opens new Loving Huts. Around the globe, people are drawn by the diverse and savory offerings of the ever-expanding Loving Hut restaurants, with the new Nehu store in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, being the latest attraction. This Loving Hut branch is located in the heart of Taipei, adjacent to the technology hub Nehu Technology Park. Our Formosan or Taiwanese correspondent has more.
还有许多上班族选择来此享用健康美味的素食餐点。现在就让我们进去看看吧。From
celebrating special events to comfortable daily dining, Loving Hut is the perfect host for people young and old.
这个也好吃，菜也很好吃，挺多好吃。As the fastest growing family of vegan restaurants in the world, Loving Hut International was encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of providing scrumptious, easily accessible, and 100% life-affirming fare.
很高兴在这里感受到很温馨的感觉。我想如果说要推展素食，如果是用这样子的做法的出来的这种素食，我想会引起很多人的共鸣，因为觉得很好吃，而且希望他能到我们那边去开一家好了。Congratulations,
Nehu Loving Hut. Our thanks as well for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate initiatives that have helped open so many doors to the multifaceted gains of the plant-based lifestyle. Surely the prospect of a wholesome, happy vegan planet is closer now than ever.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Aung San Suu Kyi meets with party members. For first time this year, democracy advocate and Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi was granted the request to meet with three executive committee members of the National League for Democracy. Party Chairman Aung Shui, 92, Secretary U Luin, 85, and Lun Tin, 89, all of whom are in frail health. Aung San Suu Kyi meant to pay her respects to the members as well as discuss the party's current leadership situation. We offer our congratulations for your meeting with cherished colleagues, Aung San Suu Kyi, wishing you and your fellow party members abundant health and well-being.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
Bring us to our full priority.
Solution in Agriculture discussed at climate conference. In seeking their final agreement, delegates at the United Nations Climate Change Conference turned to the existing Kyoto Protocol and spoke of maintaining its terms to offer additional time for a broader accord. Supreme Master Television's correspondent tells us more with a special report on the factor of agriculture.
As negotiators continue to spend long hours in intense discussion, one area considered essential is a commitment from industrialized countries to support developing nations in achieving emission reductions, as well as adapting to the more immediate effects of global warming.
This conference is very important from an environment point of view, from a development point of view, but it is also a question of moral responsibility, and it is, I think, the first test case for the global community.
One significant issue discussed at the summit is agriculture. Animal agriculture is a main driver of global warming.
Industrial agriculture is the biggest culprit.
Livestock grazing also strains water and food grain supplies in a world where global warming is worsening hunger.
To grow animals and then to be eaten by human beings, it consumes a lot of resources and it is like almost like 10 times or even sometimes more.
Governments of the world, they should take away all the subsidies that today goes to the meat industry.
But as delegates such as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack pointed out,
while agriculture has always been conceived as part of the emissions problem, it is a significant part of the solution to climate change.
During the Copenhagen summit, one vital way that has been proposed is to encourage farmers to adopt more sustainable practices, such as no-till agriculture that absorb huge volumes of emissions.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more sustainable, local, safer food production and obviously a deep reduction in the consumption of meat.
People should go for organic farming as well as a vegetarian diet.
According to a major UK government-supported report published in The Lancet, trying to capture the methane emitted by ruminant cattle or using feed crops that would produce less methane simply won't do enough nor fast enough to stop temperature rises that endanger human lives. But a food policy to reduce meat consumption could. Professor Sir Andrew Haynes, who headed the research team, explained.
Could it all be done just by improving technology of farming, better manure management, more efficient use of feedstocks and so on? And we concluded that that would be not sufficient. Many of the projections do suggest that we may be nearing the point of not being able to keep the increase in temperature down to 2 degrees. So the kind of trajectory we're on at the moment suggests that we may well breach that unless we take radical actions.
Be vegetarian, yeah, that's by far the best you can do.
A vegan diet and organic vegan farming, it's indeed the fastest, least expensive way to halt global warming. This is Supreme Master Television, Copenhagen, Denmark.
We thank the leaders and experts who have been working diligently for the benefit of the world's co-citizens. May all wise governments act swiftly towards an organic plant-based food policy to ensure the survival and well-being of humankind and the planet.
With foresight about the fragile future of agriculture, Supreme Master Ching Hai has long advocated such practices as organic vegan farming to mitigate global warming, as in this November 2009 Climate Change Conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
The government could, of course, redirect the billions of dollars now spent on livestock subsidies to help farmers switch to organic vegetable and fruit agriculture. The government could use this powerful tools to spread campaigns about veg alternatives, bans on meat, and laws to help people switch to organic vegan farming and consumption. A global switch to a veg diet could even save the world governments a lot of money, as much as 80% of all the climate mitigation costs of US $40 trillion by year 2050. That is, we save US $32 trillion in climate mitigation costs, and having a healthy vegan population is a good business deal. Furthermore, there is very good reason for the government to abolish meat, fish, eggs, and dairy, or the animal product altogether. We must stop animal production now, and at all costs, if we want to keep this planet. I repeat, we must stop animal product right now, and at all costs, if we want to keep this planet.
Save our planet. Evergrow Christmas Trees and Carbon Sink Christmas in Canada rent live seasonal trees, with both companies pledging to either return the trees to nurseries or donate them to reforestation projects.
Save our planet. The United Kingdom's Gwydion Range of Mountains is honored with a Europark accreditation for its promotion of sustainable tourism, with funds also awarded to further sustainable development in the region.
Save our planet. The photo exhibition 100 Places in Copenhagen, Denmark shows nature scenes that might forever be lost to global warming, sending a powerful message of what is at stake in the negotiations for reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. A report released by the UK-based Met Office warns that global temperatures in the coming years are expected to be the hottest ever, reducing cereal crop yields and increasing forest fires, drought, glacier melt, and floods.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm a vegan. Today, I have a tip on frugal living. If you or your child needs to purchase textbooks for school classes, you can oftentimes find used ones at a much reduced cost online or at school bookstores. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members and the Three Saints Temple in Taoyuan, Formosa or Taiwan held a Be Veg, Go Green, Save Our Planet campaign to raise awareness about the need for a plant-based diet. Thousands of people attended this lively event, which included traditional dance performances, a puppet show about decreasing global warming, vegan cooking demonstrations, as well as video programs about climate change.
我们希望大家能够把今天的活动我们以身来做，同时也作为我们这个推动者，让我们这个信息给大家散播出去。我希望我们大家共同来吃素环保救地球。我觉得说，吃素也很简单啊，就是把肉拿掉而已啊，拿调味料都不变哦，然后就是吃了以后觉得说，好幸福哦，那口味好好吃哦。
请大家一起来吃素，吃素环保救地球，耶！
Our appreciation, Three Saints Temple, for your support in sharing the good news that the vegan diet is healthy, delicious, and world-protecting. May more and more people quickly choose the veg lifestyle for a thriving, long-lasting planet.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates more than $90,000 to Pakistan for pure drinking water. Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects will sponsor a water supply system in four villages of the Sakurdu area. A primary school which Japan funded in 2008 will also have access to clean water. Our gratitude, Japan, and heaven bless for your caring assistance. May the warm-hearted people of Pakistan be graced with an abundance of pristine water and nutritious plant-based food for years to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an American study finds that gentle exercise helps cardiac patients live longer. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an advancing world. In health news, aerobic exercise reduces the risk of early heart failure. Research conducted by Dr. Richard Malani and Dr. Carl Levy from the Department of Cardiology of Oxnard Clinic Foundation in New Orleans, Louisiana, USA, shows the beneficial effects of exercise on cardiac patients. This study has been published in the American Journal of Medicine. Those who made a minimum of half an hour of walking, bicycling, rowing, or jogging three times a week part of their regular lifestyle over a six-year period were found to have a 60% higher survival rate than those who did not exercise. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Dr. Richard Malani and Dr. Carl Levy, for your valuable findings. May healthy lifestyles, including the plant-based diet, augur in an age of vibrancy and well-being for all.
Let's share some fun with a joke told in Setswana entitled, High Expectations.
Ha e fihlela bofelong ba dipotso tsa go batla mosebetsi. Potso ya fihla ho mohlankana wa engineer. O ka batla go patalwa bokae? Mohlankana a re, nkare 125,000 ka selemo, re ka bua hape ka bonyenyane hodimo. Karabo ya tla ere, o ka reng, ha o ka fiwa beke tse tlhano tsa phomolo, matsatsi a 44 a mang, re o patale medical le meno, tjhelete ha o retire e ka bang halofo ya mogolo, koloi ya mosebetsi e o ka e kadimang, a re re covet e khwibidu. Moshanyana a tshoha. He banna, wa bapala na? Karabo ya re. E le wena o qadile.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Merci pour vos efforts pour le rétablissement de notre planète. Il faut reconnaître que les Africains sont très croyants. Ils font grande confiance en leurs leaders religieux tels que pasteurs, prêtres, imams. S'il est possible, pourriez-vous adresser des lettres explicites aux dirigeants de toutes les religions tels que le pape, les chefs religieux islamiques, etc. afin que par leurs diverses interventions, les gens puissent prendre conscience des risques que nous encourons et changer positivement, car je pense qu'il faut que cette terre existe avant de s'affirmer appartenir à une telle ou telle religion. Merci encore, Nikki Lomé Togo.
Caring Nikki, we agree with you that it's crucial to express concerns to religious leaders about the dire situation our earth is facing right now. Supreme Master Qinghai herself has written to our world's dignitaries, appealing to our respected mentors to consider adopting a vegan diet to serve as a shining example in saving our planet. Conveying one's wish to esteemed leaders is something that each citizen can do. Please use any information, free of charge, from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS toward that endeavor. We pray that all religious guides, political leaders, and heroic individuals join in the noble cause of embracing the earth-protecting, organic, vegan diet. May God's will be done, with heaven's grace to you and the pure people of Togo.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with hope, faith, and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah of Kuwait welcomes a visiting Swaziland delegation for talks on furthering beneficial ties between their countries.
Malaysian charity Community at Heart partners with the IOI Mall to offer opportunities for shoppers to donate and volunteer their time in bringing Christmas cheer to the region's less fortunate.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi leaves Milan's San Raffaele Hospital having sufficiently recovered from an injury to be able to rest further in the comfort of his home.
U.S. restaurant cook Mr. Paul Susi helps a distressed customer by rummaging through the trash to find an envelope containing her entire savings of $210 set aside for her children's Christmas.
Commending the 140 nations that have abolished the death penalty to date, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, calls for the universal abolition of capital punishment.
Celebrating her 9th birthday at the Marathon County Humane Society in Wisconsin, USA, Miss Stephanie Cluck asks that friends bring donations to benefit the center's animals rather than a personal gift.
On the order of His Majesty King Abdullah II, the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization sends a plane filled with 12 tons of humanitarian aid to provide help for Yemeni people in need.
Germany is donating $95 million to Malawi to assist the government in areas such as teacher training for better quality education, improving basic health care services, and alleviating poverty.
Commemorating the healthful recovery and return of Saudi Crown Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz after a year overseas, Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdullah offers amnesty to at least 56 detainees.
Mainland China and Formosa, or Taiwan, jointly sponsor an exhibition in Taichung, Formosa, featuring folk literature, traditional music, dance, drama, sports, and others to promote cultural exchange.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.